Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I think there were shockwaves across the country as word spread this morning that U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings had died. It was the breaking news this morning. Many of us did not know he had not been in good health. The Reverend Dr. William H. Curtis is the senior pastor of the Mount Ararat Baptist Church here in Pittsburgh. We tend to claim him as ours, but in fact, Reverend Curtis is a native of Baltimore, Maryland. He grew up in Baltimore, and he knew Representative Elijah Cummings on a personal level. He joins us this afternoon. Welcome, Dr. Curtis.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. This, I know, because of your relationship with the representative, has to be a tough time.
It's a tough day. Tough day for me. Tough day for our country. I was awakened at about 5:30 this morning to the sad news that Representative Cummings had transitioned. I met him when I was 17 as a member of New Psalmist, and when I went on staff there as an assistant to the pastor, I was always impressed with how deep Representative Cummings' faith was. I met him as a practicing lawyer and watched his rise in trajectory in politics, but I was always super impressed with how deep a man of faith he was. Very committed to the ministries of New Psalmist, very, very committed to his biblical growth, and was always passionate about the African-American needs in the city of Baltimore and for our entire country. We're going to sorely miss that voice in politics.
You mentioned his passion, and I talked about that earlier today because I think that when we look at our politicians today, sometimes it seems like they just like to fight, and it doesn't really seem to matter what they're fighting about. But Representative Cummings fought with a passion about the things that he believed in and the things that seemed to matter to him the most.
I think he always spoke and fought and lived out of a deep conviction. And what we heard in that passion was really the depth of his conviction. What he believed in whether it was a matter of life or death. And that was everything from African-American male progress in education in the city of Baltimore, whether it was him teaching Bible study or Sunday school or doing something that was requested of him at New Psalmist, whether he was functioning as a fraternity brother, whatever he was doing, you knew when Elijah Cummings was in the room because of how passionate he was.
I saw a clip on the news on one of the morning news shows with him this morning, and there was there were protests in the street of Baltimore, and it was right around the Freddie Gray incident. And as he spoke with the network news reporters, there were tears coming down his eyes. And that's the kind of elected official that you just don't see. That, I mean, his pain was real for his city, for black males, for the nation. That was real pain on his face.
I watched he and others, including some colleagues in ministry who were in what we would call ground zero the night that all the protests was taking place. And I know him standing on North Avenue watching the CVS store burn down and watching what was happening in the city that night broke his heart, as it did many people's, because it was all taking place right in the center of African-American life in the city of Baltimore. And to watch things unravel before your eyes after you spent a lifetime of making rich deposits to the city, I know that had to be extremely painful. And he was out there every day fighting to make sure that there was reconciliation and crucial conversations taking place in Baltimore to kind of heal all of those hurts and to build some bridges where there had been breaches.
And, you know, at a time like this, it is very typical, it's very traditional that we in the media are going to ask that question, what do you believe his legacy will be, should be?
I think political integrity stands at the top. I think a synergy between morality and politics. I think we have to remember and we'll always be grateful for having strong African-American male presence. And we'll remember Elijah Cummings not only for what he has done for politics, but we'll remember him for what he's done for the nation in giving us a strong example of what it means to do politics with integrity. That in these divisive times where we're seeing an ever-increasing sharp line between Democrats and Republicans, I've been impressed over the years watching Representative Cummings work across the aisles to make sure that the people benefit and not necessarily a particular party. And I will always remember how he was shrewd enough and smart and wise enough, conversant enough, and respected humanity enough to work across the aisles for the benefit of the entire country.
Last question before we let you go, the Reverend Dr. William H. Curtis, Mount Ararat Baptist Church here in Pittsburgh. Does it worry you? I mean, oftentimes in Washington, he was the voice of reason. He was the voice of bipartisanship. Does it worry you that that voice is now silenced?
It does. It does. I'm confident that he has made rich deposits as a mentor into the lives of young politicians who are rising in the ranks. I have every confidence that he's been doing that. But I do think that today is really a sad day for us politically because we lost a really incredible voice. And I don't know that that gets replaced anytime soon.
Indeed. Dr. Curtis, the Reverend Curtis, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate you.
My pleasure, man.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.